This is Ted Kennedy. It's South Africa Week in Washington. Is Senator Al Simpson ready to move against apartheid? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, this week marks a new drive in Congress to bring international pressure on the racist regime in South Africa. Bishop Desmond Tutu and other courageous leaders of the anti-apartheid movement are in Washington to lead a forum in Congress and urge President Bush to join in a coordinated new policy to make apartheid history. So far, the silence from the administration has been deafening. But after 8 years of cozy up to apartheid tactics by the Reagan administration, we have nowhere to go but forward. Instead of bringing up the rear, as we've done for so long, President Bush has an opportunity to take the initiative. Let's end the past divisions between Congress and the administration and put the United States where it belongs, in the forefront of a new worldwide movement against the brutal South African regime. Say no to apartheid, Al, and this time mean what you say.
Ted, I've never said no. I've always said hell no. South African system of apartheid is morally repugnant and reprehensible. George Bush has expressed his strongest opposition to apartheid. But don't count on him or me to jump on your old elixir wagon crying out for strong economic sanctions to end it all. They just don't work. Sanctions have only made a truly ghastly situation ever much worse. Conditions have greatly deteriorated for South African blacks while the ruling white class becomes ever more cemented solidly in place. Desmond Tutu may be a man of principle who seems to feel that sanctions are the real answer, but others of equal courage and conviction feel there are surely better ways to dismantle that system. Your sanctions are still racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again next on U.S. co-development of the FSX fighter with Japan. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.